Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the need for speed. The need for speed. Think about how fascinated we are as a society with speed. We prefer microwave ovens over conventional ones because they are faster. We'll take a plane long before we'll consider taking a train because the plane trip is faster. Everything about life and business now is centered around speed. They've got tollways and expressways that have taken now the place of the scenic routes because everyone wants to get from point A to point B faster than ever. Speed also has a relevance in the business world, as businessmen and women all across the country are looking to be fast in the areas that matter most. And we have an acronym for the word FAST, and it guides us into the steps that we should take to be fast in the key components of business. We'll only talk about one today. That F is for follow-up. Yes, my friends, I cannot emphasize enough the importance of fast follow-up. The ones that follow up fastest are typically the ones that secure the business and close the deal. Have you ever talked to somebody about buying a car or the car that you just purchased only to find out that they sell cars as well? They didn't tell you. They didn't follow up with you. You didn't know that they were in that line of work. The same thing happens all the time in business. Follow-up is the central component to success, and there are a few C's to help us remember how to follow up rapidly. First of all, follow-up must be consistent. Yes, it must be consistent. A great author once wrote, if you want to be taken seriously, be consistent. By the same token, when it comes to business, your clients, your prospects, your potential customers take you more seriously when there is a commitment to be consistent in follow-up. Yes, I remember a little girl in the neighborhood that was raising money for her school, and she was selling candy door-to-door, and once she caught me as I was on my way out, and I said, listen, I'll be back in town in 2 days. Just come back by. I'll be glad to look at what you've got. Well, guess what? 2 days later, she was right back at the door. She was consistent in follow-up. How many times have you heard someone say they'll call you right back, only not to hear from them for weeks at a time? People love to be followed up with because it is a sign of professionalism. Speaking of professionalism, follow-up should also be cordial. Pleasant and professional are the two rules for follow-up. I'm reminded of a salesperson who got agitated because his client never called him back. He kept telling him he was going to buy. He kept saying he was going to get the deal closed, and he never did. And out of frustration, the salesperson left a very nasty message on the gentleman's phone because he hadn't heard a call back. When the guy did call him back, he informed him that he had been out of town for a funeral. One of his close relatives had passed away. And of course, he was very unhappy about that rough message that was left. My friends, we never know what our clients or potential clients are dealing with on their own, which is why when we follow up, we must be considerate, and our follow-up must be cordial as well as professional. The final component in effective follow-up is creativity. This is the art of making follow-up fun for you and your potential clients. Try video messaging or a text message as opposed to the traditional email and phone call. You may even end message via social media accounts. You might even consider writing a letter and mailing it off to let your client know you've taken the time to truly follow up and show consideration. Follow-up is where we must show speed. If we remember to be consistent, cordial, and creative, our follow-up skills will be better than ever before. This call was brought to you by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.